Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with
Daryl Brooks of CD Enterprises, Summer Spirit Festival producer.
Awesome. Which is coming to Merriweather Post Pavilion on Saturday, August 4th and Sunday, August 5th. Thanks so much for coming in.
I appreciate it. I listen to the station all the time.
And we listen to the music of these acts all the time. So it's a fair trade. I definitely want to go into this year's lineup because there are some huge names in music. But before we even get into all that, let's talk big picture stuff. I mean, how many years? What year are we in now?
This is our 13th year.
Okay.
Producing the show, and it's always been at Merriweather. I think the thing that has been very interesting, as we've grown, we've watched Merriweather grow, because you know they just did a major renovation there, and it looks very lovely, very beautiful, and very accessible. The artists that are coming this year, some of it came in the past, like Erykah Badu has been a major staple for us, as well as The Roots. And I think if you look at this lineup, we try to bring together kind of an eclectic neo-soul, a little hip-hop, a little local go-go, and it's a evening of fun, entertainment, homegrown, music, as well as I like Sunday because it's a battle of the bands, but you're not supposed to say that in polite society.
Right.
But anytime you got backyard band, Anderson .Paak coming from the West Coast, Roots coming in from Philadelphia, who are now New York, stable on television. That's a lot of music, and we got Raheem Devon, Lizzo, but let's flip back on the other side. We brought in a little hardcore hip hop, Method Man, Red Man, Method Man.
Talk about music I grew up on.
Oh my gosh.
Man, Method Man.
We got some guys we're going to punch him in the face. Nas ruled the world. It's amazing. I've watched some of these artists grow over the last 20 years. I'm really astonished and happy of the growth and development of these artists. And for them to come together, in the DMV, I think is an honor. I don't want to say honor, but I think it's very. And music lovers will love this. Family is open to everybody. And, Lion Babe, you don't understand. Belial got something to tell you. Rhapsody, we got some up and coming. And then we got the hometown's favorite, Scooby, Miss Kim and Scooby. Now, some people say, who is that? Believe me, they've been the leaders of and the voices of some of the local bands for years, and now they struck out on their own. DJ Quicksilver. You don't understand. He's basically been ruling the clubs in D.C. for the last 10 years. As well, he's just opened his own place up in Baltimore. So I'm just excited. And then we have a marketplace that's incredible. We have over 80 artisans coming from all over the country, some from out of the country, that's produced by Busy Bee, Juanita Britton. And, the shopping there alone keeps ladies happy because it's such a variety of stuff that you don't see in your regular stores.
Now, where is the marketplace?
Marketplace is around the perimeter of the Merriweather, inside the gate, as well as last year we ended up putting a little aisleway, so you had like two corridors, for lack of a better term, that you can go up and down. You had shops on both sides, but it's like over the mound if you've ever been to Merriweather. Mm-hmm. That's near the back, near the concession stands, but it's very incredible. It's very exciting.
What sort of artisans? You mentioned there's a bunch of different artisans. What sort of items are on?
Sculptures, paintings, photographs, posters, jewelry, dresses, head wraps, bags, leather craft stuff. I mean, one of my sales reps at one of these stations said, Daryl, are they coming back again? I said, yeah, they'll be back. Because I bought a $700 leather jacket. I'm trying to get some more stuff. And one of my friends said, well, why are you spending that kind of money? Because you can't find this stuff, and it's good quality. Yeah. I like stuff that's made, that's done by somebody, a designer. Yeah.
Are they all local designers, or is it from all over?
They come from everywhere.
Okay.
It's a guy named Nash that comes in from Akron, Ohio. He's a sculptor. I have about three of his pieces, bowls, big statues, Afrocentric in flavor. And it's incredible. I mean, the product can run anywhere between $2,000 to $3,000.
Right.
I'm talking about real good quality stuff, things,
so
beads,
in addition
bangles.
To the music, come get a good deal.
There's a guy who comes in called Sarge. He's a jewelry maker. I got my bangles from him. I bought these rings from him. You know
he's wearing them right now, folks.
Jingle,
you can't see it, but you can hear it. Jingle. No,
but I mean, good quality stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that's another thing that kind of makes it a well-rounded a presentation as far as an event, because families can come. You got lawn seats, you got pavilion seats, you got all types of food and beverage concessions, and you have tremendously good, well-produced music. I mean, you got multi-platinum. There's like 5 platinum artists on this show.
Yeah, add up all those record sales. I mean, it's gangbusters.
The repertoire is incredible. Yeah. And I think, you know, one of the things I'm proud about is that my company, CD Enterprises, my partner, Carol Kirkendall, we've been doing this going on, I'll say, since 1972. Let them do the math. And we've been producing events here in the District of Columbia from Summer Hut Program in Anacostia Park. That's when we were a nonprofit arts organization. We did Human Kindness Day on the Monument Grounds from 72 to 75. We aided and helped him produce the Stevie Wonder's programs when he was trying to petition for Martin Luther King's holiday. We've had worked with Duke Ellington School of the Arts when they were doing fundraisers at the Kennedy Center. We've been producing those types of events.
And this was all with CD Enterprises, the last, since 72.
I mean, we had different names.
Sure.
I can give you, watch this, Jay, you like this one. Back in 76 and 77, CD Enterprise, we were called Compared to What Incorporated. We're the ones that were landing the mothership at the Capitol Center. And I'm the one that threw away the original mothership because things got rough and things had to go. So the mothership had to go. But then when the one that's in the Smithsonian now, we landed that at Central Park Summer Stage back in the mid-90s. So, and that's how one of my guys who worked with me helped them find and locate it with George and end up, you know, making the deal with the Smithsonian. So we've been a part of a lot of different facets of music and how it's been entertained here in the District of Columbia for years. I think another thing, just a point of note, D.C. has its own generic music. They call it go-go. I've heard it all my life. But at the same time, outside music, when rap first started, people weren't checking for rap here in D.C., and the radio stations weren't really getting involved with it. And then more commercial stuff came in and radio record labels and how that stuff works. But so we start integrating go-go meets rap and bringing big concerts to the Capitol Center at the time, which ended up being tremendous. But
what happened, were some of those artists back, like in the original?
Dougie Fresh, yeah. Salt and Pepper, Slick Rick, Biz Markie. Those guys ended up making records, Kid and Play, even up making records with some of the local guys here. So EU, you know, Experience and Lemon, Sugar Bear and the crew, Rare Essence, ended up getting a deal there for Uptown with Andre Harrell and Puffy at the time. Puffy signed them.
Wow.
This is when he was still going back and forth to Howard University. So we had a long history of being involved with entertainment, and some of our guys who come out of these bands have worked with Miles Davis, have worked with different artists. Young Sinners, for example, was a backup band for Eddie Kendrick. So there's been a lot of energy and positive energy that have come out here musician-wise. And only thing we're doing now is bringing these guys together. Generally, it's at the end of the summer. Generally, the first week or the second week of August. And that's what's called a Summer Spirit Festival. The spirit of that event is tremendous.
That was an awesome roundup of everything that the company's been doing for decades. That was awesome. That was so much good stuff. Specifically, so you've been doing that since the early 70s. You've been building just all these great shows, right. Landon Mothership. Take me to the time that you and I guess your business partner said, you know what, we need to start Spirit Fest. Do you remember the mindset and why did you, like, what niche did you want to serve by starting that?
Two things.
And what year was that? Do you remember?
I'm going to go back to, say, 2001,
okay.
2000,
okay.
And it transitioned because, and initially we were touring Erykah Badu across country. Mm-hmm. We're national tour promoters by trade. We toured Jill Scott across country. First time she had a national tour. Erykah did a national tour. Long time ago in the hip hop era of our lives, back in late 80s, we had Queen Latifah as an opening act, or not an opening act, but a part of a tour package that we were doing with Def Jam at the time. So we knew all these artists, and we know their agents and managers, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So we were trying to put together a big show where we'd have all these people together at one time. At that time, they called it Sugar Water because it was a record that Erykah had put out. And these three ladies came together to the Meriwether Post Pavilion. And they said, okay, Daryl, you know, you produce the show, you and Carol do the show, and we'll see how it does. Well, the show did incredible. I had Monique as an MC,
wow.
And we put some other local acts. Chuck Brown was one of our favorites and always a good stable for any show here locally. And the show did very well. Erykah ended up staying in the touring world and doing producing records, Jill ended up going to movies. Mm-hmm. She started doing movies, and she was having a TV series in Africa someplace. So she had left, and Latifah had done the same thing. Latifah was doing movies as well as producing movies, and she had her own record label. Mm-hmm. So then we started building shows around Erica, and we started also trying to bring in the neo-soul artists, the more conscious artists like Common, Talib Kweli, mm-hmm. Just a lot of different groups like that. Then we started really stretching out because there were a lot of music that you wouldn't hear normally on commercial radio. You'd hear it, you know, underground or alternative kind of radio. So we ended up saying, let's get a Sharon Jones and a Dap King. Let's introduce that into the market. Let's introduce Trombone Shorty into the market. Let's introduce Highest Coyote in the market. Yeah. Let's introduce, and we would integrate that because we wanted the palette of music to be broad. Yeah. Some kids that come in from out of town, they don't know what this is, but they know what that is.
Yeah.
So let them have fun too. Some of the
have some of that stuff on our mixtapes, but it's not on the radio yet.
They're not gonna hear the B-side.
Yeah.
And then you bring in, we had groups that came in from out of the country that were part of it. But also, I think the thing that's kind of unique is that I don't think the Roots at one time, even though they had records, they never had a radio record. Mm. But they would be front for other artists, you know, the backup band for other artists. But their performance was incredible. So you mix like a Chuck Brown Soul Socious band or I would say Rare Essence with them as they have to play with each other behind, somebody got to work.
Yeah.
That's not like a walk in the park. You're not going to come up in, oh, I'm going to just give them my regular standard licks. No, because this audience in D.C. is very sophisticated, mm-hmm. very knowledgeable of music. And they play music. Our school system back in the day, and I presume still, mm-hmm. were very conscious in raising the level of musicianship mm-hmm. here. We got music all over the place. We've had clubs in the nightclub business. We had Black Hollywood here, if you call it for lack of mm-hmm. a better term, with Howard Theater.
Oh, yeah.
And right now, the 9:30 Club, is a lot of music has come through. I'll even say the Birchmere, which I normally wouldn't say.
No, man.
But I'm just saying, a lot of music comes here. So people are used to good quality music. Now let's take it to the stage. Let's take it outside. Merriweather, just put, as I said, a multi-million-dollar renovation. We have a revolving stage, so the turnaround time between artists is 15 minutes tops. It's incredible. Great flow.
Revolving stage, what do you mean? Are there multiples going on?
We can set up three acts on the stage at one time, like a pie, and you just spin it around. Mm-hmm. One up, and then the next one go around. The other equipment's already, and we can take the other equipment, or whoever just came off, take their stuff off, and then the next one's already up and ready, and it's already mic'd. So all you got to do is a quick line check. So the production is incredible. It's a good event. I'm happy. I'm going.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you've already touched on a lot of the artists, but let's just let's remind them. So Saturday, I mean, how do you choose a headliner here? You know, it's like some concerts, you know the headliner. Here, there's so many. I mean, Nas could headline. Erykah Badu could headline. Meth Man, Red Man could headline. Like, you know, it's crazy.
Let me say the following. Erykah Badu is strong enough. She can close it. She can get any part that she wants. The Roots and Anderson .Paak together, I think that's a good presentation. Yeah. But Daniel Caesar has one of the hottest records in the city right now. Backyard Band is probably rules the streets right now. We're bringing in Lizzo. Some people know who Lizzo is, but some people don't. But that young lady is going to whip them up. Mm-hmm. She and her crew are going to whip them up. Raheem Devon just dropped a new single. He just came back in from Africa and Europe. He can't wait. This will be his first show back home. Going to knock him out. Masego, he's doing very well. Miss Kim and Scooby, they're dropping a record, I think, this week. And let me go to the other side. Lion Baby. You know who Lion Baby is? That's Vanessa Williams' daughter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So you familiar with that? Rhapsody. Bilal, I think he was in London, and I ended up catching up with them in Belize. And they had come back through Belize before they come back here. Phony People speaks for themselves. Brian J will be a new artist, you'll see. Redman just dropped a new single. It's rugged. I mean, it's one of, if you're a hip hop head, you're gonna punch you in your chest.
I love those guys.
And Method Man is hilarious to me on television with a TV show. So everybody's up. Everybody's energized. And guess what? They're coming to the DMV. It's gonna be. Let me be corny. It's gonna be a wang dang doodle.
It's gonna be the Rock Wilder.
Let me be corny for me.
I don't know if we can top Wang Dang Doodle. I mean,
I don't know.
I think we got to end
sometimes
on that.
Sometimes you got to go in your bag and pull out something they haven't seen. Yeah, well, try this one.
I like it.
But no, it's incredible. We've been using this slogan since probably 1977. It's called Not Just Another Concert, But an Event, from CD Enterprises. And used to say Tiger Flower, used to say G Street. Those are names of our other companies. But it's not just another concert. This is an event. And believe me, it's fun, good fun I had by all. You can get tickets on ticketfly.com, get them at the box office. If you go on Meriwether's website, you'll find out how the parking works there. Once you get a ticket, you already had a parking space, but they have different areas because they did a lot of construction out there. So you should be aware of that. It's going to be an incredible event.
Awesome. Again, it's not just a concert, it's an event.
Not just another concert.
August 4th, Saturday, and August 5th, Sunday. Again, yes. Summer Spirit Fest out at Meriwether Post Pavilion. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.